From the Qantas flight deck, this is Plain Speaking.
Welcome to Plain Speaking, where we answer some of our passengers' commonly asked questions and look into what makes Qantas one of the world's safest airlines. In this session, we're looking at our pilots' routine preparation for takeoff.
Hi, I'm Qantas pilot Captain Dale Newman, and in the next few minutes, I'll explain what's happening in the flight deck while we are preparing for takeoff. When your aeroplane is ready to leave the terminal, you'll always hear an announcement calling on the cabin crew to prepare for the departure and arm the doors. And what this means is, if the doors have to be opened in an emergency, the inflatable slides will automatically deploy. Only after all the doors are closed, armed and secured, will we push back and start the engines. The aeroplane is pushed back using a tug powerful enough to move a plane as big as a Boeing 747, which can weigh over 400 tonnes. A ground engineer assists with the pushback by being connected to the aircraft via an electronic headset. The engineer communicates with the pilots until all the engines have been started, all the systems have been checked, and the aeroplane is ready to commence taxiing. While the engines are being started, the air supply that runs the air conditioning is temporarily directed towards the engine start system, and as a result, a decrease in the airflow through the cabin and out of your air vents may be experienced. During this process, especially in summer, the temperature in the cabin may rise slightly. Thankfully, the process lasts only a few minutes, after which the air supply is fully restored. Once the engines are up and running, the electrical systems are switched from the auxiliary power unit to the engine electrical supply system. This may result in the passenger cabin lights and video displays flickering momentarily. Once the engine start procedure is completed, you might notice the ground engineer out to one side of the plane, giving a thumbs up signal to the pilots. This means they are clear of the aircraft, after which the pilots can ask the air traffic controllers for permission to taxi to the runway. However, just before we do, we extend the flaps on the wings to their takeoff position. The flaps are operated by hydraulic pumps located under the floor. You might hear them operating both on the ground and in the air. And those of you seated near the wings will see the flaps moving, changing the shape of the wing, both at the front and the back of the wings. When taxiing towards the runway, your pilots make final preparations for takeoff, while the surface movement controller, in the tower, directs all ground movements according to traffic flow and other priorities. At most airports, there are a number of runways available for both takeoff and landing. The direction we take off is determined by several factors, the main two being the direction of the wind and the length of the runway. The air traffic controllers nominate the takeoff runway, however, it is the captain who has the final say as to the suitability of the runway air traffic control suggests. By the time we reach the runway, we are ready for takeoff. I'm Captain Dale Newman. Thank you for listening. Thanks for flying Qantas.
You've been listening to Plain Speaking.